Welcome to the Animal League of Gaston County's podcast. The Animal League of Gaston County's mission is to promote companion animal welfare in the community through advocacy, education, and service. Most people know us as the Gaston Low-Cost Spay-Neuter Clinic, which at the onset of this podcast has altered nearly 80,000 animals. The purpose of this podcast is to make known all the programs for all income levels that we have to help cats and dogs in Gaston County and surrounding areas, and especially the people involved. I am your host, Stephanie Rausch. Hi, this is Stephanie Rausch, and I'm happy to say that I'm with Joe Mays, the co-owner of J&G Fence, and Joe plays an integral part in our Room to Run program, or sometimes we call it our Fence Build program. Joe, welcome.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, and I've been looking forward to our chat here this afternoon. You know, it's to get involved with your group right there. I can remember from when I first started, I just wanted to help build the fences, you know, just because I had a little fence experience and felt like that I need to help, you know. So we got on to building gates for you. And I think you use our gates all the time, and we do make a donation of those gates to the program, which I feel great about doing that.
Well, we couldn't make it affordable if you didn't do that. And I know there's been some occasions where you've needed to charge us, and you gave us a very fair price, and we really appreciate that too, Joe.
Well, thank you so much. It's always good to be part of a community effort to help do different things, and that's part of what my life is about at J&G Fences, and my personal life is helping others and just doing things to help out and keep life going in a positive way.
Joe, you do so much for our community. I know that you have a radio show, I think, with Gaston College. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that's a great radio show that I do on Saturday afternoons, the Beach Blast with Smoking Hot Joe. And that smoking hot comes from gray hair, not being hot. But anyway, radio, I went to school back in 1966 to the Atlanta School of Radio and TV Broadcasting and did radio for a few years, but I found out it really wasn't for me. And I finally got transferred to Gastonia with a company called Sunshine Linen Service. Didn't know a thing about Gaston College radio. Matter of fact, when I was transferred here, it hadn't even started yet. But in 1980, the college, the radio station was founded, been going down 43 years. And I didn't know a thing about it. Anyway, I was at a Flip Flops restaurant one day before they closed, and Johnny B and Mike come in, who are DJs out there, and I said, I'd like to be a DJ. He said, call Miss Cathus Hall, the manager. So I did that, went through the class, and got approved to be on the radio. And the first I did what they call rock, rhythm, and blues, and some blues at night. And then I went to the beach show. I had been waiting for a beach show for 12 years. I wanted to be on the beach music, and it finally come along. So I've been doing the beach show from now for 2.5 years on a Saturday afternoon. And it's a hobby. I love to do it. You know, we have a fundraiser twice a year, sometimes three, because we are an NPR station. We depend on our listeners to support us. And matter of fact, we have our next fund drive is going to be May the 10th. You can call in and donate, or you can go online and donate to WSGE.org. But I like for people to give me checks. So I could take them and turn them on my show, and hey, they say, Joe's doing a great job out there bringing money to the station.
Joe, can you also give us the phone number for people to call in to make a donation?
During that time, it's 1-877-270-9743. But now, if you want to talk to me on the radio when I'm there and make a request, it's easy, 704-922-4286.
I just love that that's your hobby and that you love being a part of Gaston community. Can you tell me a little bit of how you got involved with Terry Kinney and the Animal League?
Well, Terry Kinney was friends of my friends, Danny Lawrence and Paula Lawrence, and they donated, I think, some things to build these fences. And I said, well, I'm a fence man. Maybe I can help. So I went out there a few times and helped. But being an old man, it's rough on the old body. But I did enjoy the fence building times that I did go. I finally quit doing that and just started donating gates.
And we really couldn't do it without your help. So thank you so much. Joe, do you have a favorite story? I think you mentioned something to me about a dog, which just shows how much you love animals.
Right. Before I knew this event right here, your clinic, we had a dog that was hanging around our shop, and it was old, skaggy, mangy, long-haired, scared dog. But we couldn't feed him. He wouldn't come to us. So finally, we caught the dog in a cage and took him and had him all fixed up and groomed and shots and all that different things. And now he's our little old dog in the office. So he has a great home right now.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you have a name for this dog?
Yes, Teddy.
Teddy, I love that. I love that. So Joe is a dear friend of the Animal League, and he supports our Room to Run program. So if you want to help the Animal League, please donate to Gaston College in the name of Joe Mays coming in May.
That would be great.
It would
Wonderful.
Be our pleasure, Joe. I think the last time you had a fundraiser, our board was made aware, and we had quite a few individuals who made a donation.
We certainly did. We had, I believe, 6 individuals who wrote a check to the college, and I was very, very surprised.
Well, it's a treat to help you. You help us so much. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners about you or about the radio or about your experience with the Animal League?
Well, you know, the Animal League is something that a lot of people probably don't even know about.
Right.
But in their facility, and I've been here a few times, I'm here today. And what a great facility and the work they do. I don't see how they produce as much volume as you do. I'll see cars lined up here in the parking lot in the afternoons picking up their dogs or
right.
cats or whatever.
Right.
And I'm amazed at what they do. And it's a very worthwhile, you know,
I think you're talking about the Gaston Low-Cost Spay-Neuter Clinic, which is the star of our show, and we do approximately 35 spay and neuters every day, and the spay and neuter is a little bit of a lost leader. We're really in it to reduce the population of cats and dogs so that the shelter is more manageable. Before we got started, I think there was something like 9,000 animals at the shelter, and about 65% of them were euthanized. And today, we have about 3,000 cats and dogs a year at the shelter, and under 10% of them have to be euthanized. So I think we're making a big
difference.
I
can't even think about euthanizing dogs or pets or kids. Mm. Can't do it. So do your part. You know, do your part and try to save these animals and do what's right for them.
Joe, I can't tell you what a treat it is to have you here. Thank you so much. And look for our next podcast on the 2nd of each month. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much for having me here.